Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
It's now for a time for a chat with the ladies from Letiz. Thank you for coming on the show. So, let's jump straight in, shall we?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. For the benefit of the listeners at home who don't know who you are, what is Letiz all about?
Well, we're a dance class based on burlesque and cabaret. We also incorporate a lot of body confidence. We like to encourage our ladies to embrace their uniqueness.
Right, okay, not a problem.
So Letiz was built out of both Stephanie and I I've danced together for a few years and we kind of joined together. So within the burlesque cabaret thing, we have our own burlesque names. So I'm La La Licorne, Steph is Miss Swiftiz.
Right,
together we are
Letiz. Okay, you know, that makes sense. Right, so do you have a studio based on the island or do you travel around?
So we've got three classes we run on the island. We have one in Sandown, which is St John's Church Hall. We have one in Ryde at the Depository. And we also teach on a Sunday in Haven Street.
Okay, so you move around. You're yep. accessible to a lot of people if they want to come and find you.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, that's cool. So before the break, we were talking about basically what your classes do and where your classes can be held. So when it comes to your classes, are they inclusive? For example, can trans people and males come to your classes?
They're predominantly for females, but
right.
there is no rule to say that men can't come. But we are aware that some ladies might feel uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
No, so it's a gauge of how it goes in class. But there is an opportunity, obviously, if more men want to do it, then we will start up a class for men.
Okay, that's cool. Because obviously men suffer with body confidence issues just as much as what females do. Only sometimes men aren't, like, I suppose the wrong way to say it, but like aren't man enough to say that they've got an issue.
Yeah, and we have been to classes where there has been males in the class and they're amazing dancers.
There are a lot of amazing dancers out there. All you've got to do is watch certain television programmes yeah. to know that men can dance very well. Right, so there are a number of body confidence classes on the island which provide a similar service to what you are doing. What makes your brand different and why would somebody pick your classes in preference to what those are available?
Okay, so our classes, we kind of do an eclectic mix of things. So we're not just about burlesque. We do burlesque cabaret. We bring in a bit of jazz. We bring in a bit of belly dance. We bring in a bit of salsa.
Oh, so it's a little bit of everything yep. then, yeah? Okay,
and
cool.
The other thing is that I'm actually a qualified body confidence coach, so I know everything there is to know about body confidence. So I've kind of seen the whole spectrum
of things.
So
that's your real world job, then,
yeah.
as it were.
So it's brought into the classes as well, because obviously we have people that, you know, struggle with certain things. Within our classes, we have ladies of all shapes and sizes, and just being in the room sometimes is enough to boost their confidence. But that, you know, that's kind of how we try to be different, and we've kind of created a community, if that makes sense. So we're not just about the classes; we provide support to our girls all the time. You know, if they're having a problem outside of the classrooms, then we will give them support. Whatever, we go out on nights out together, we do shows together, we do all sorts of things.
So what you've done is you've created a support network hub, then, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So do you have any websites or social media accounts where people can find out more about what you do?
Yep, so we've got a Facebook page, which is called Letiz. And we've also got Instagram pages and things like that. And, you know, we're just out and about in the community. So we do quite a lot of shows and events and things for charities. We've raised over £2,000 in the last year for charities.
Oh, wow.
So we're kind of out in the community as much as we can
be. So whereabouts do you hold shows then?
We've done a couple at Hyde Park Tavern in Ryde. We've done one in Browns in yeah. Sandown. We've got one in Freshwater. We're going to be at Chell Show this year.
Town Club.
We've got quite a long list of
town
sort of
club
things. In Ryde.
Ah, right, there we go. That's the little bit of nugget of information yeah. I did.
There's
more than one town club yeah. on the island.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Or you can find all of those details and all the information on the social medias
yeah. Yeah.
and the website.
Yeah.
Right, okay, not a problem. Josh, do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
What's the average age of people who attend?
Oh, that's a very good question, because we have ladies that attend from the age of 16 up to in their 70s. I would say on average they would be between sort of 30 and 50.
So you've got a nice age demographic to work with. And working is perhaps the wrong contextual word, but you've got a nice demographic of ages.
Yeah, a wide range of ladies of all ages.
Got any more questions, Josh?
And how did your names come about? Your stage names, as they're called.
Oh, right, okay. Good question.
So remember we were talking in the green room earlier, and I said Josh will come out with a howler of a question. Your howler.
There is. I took a long time trying to work out my stage name. And it just so happened to be that I was in a class one time and there was a Swift. I didn't know it was a Swift at the time, but it was attached to the window in the depository. So I sort of rescued it and released it and afterwards found out it was a Swift, and hence Miss Swifties was born.
And my name, I took even longer to decide my name. and it was a real chore, but I am actually secretly a unicorn as well as everything else. So Licorne is French for unicorn, and Lala is because my niece used to call me Lala for Teletubbies.
Lala Licorne,
or it's Lala Unicorn.
There you go. Your questions have been answered. Do you have a third question?
No.
No, not today. Not to worry. Right, anyway, so to sum up, where can people find you online?
So go to our Facebook page, Latiz. If they want to email us, it's latizdance@gmail.com. Or we are on Instagram, latizdance. Or that's it, I think. Yeah.
Website?
We're in the process. We can book online at the moment. So we can go to www.latiz.co.uk.
Right.
But that will obviously be updated.
Okay, not a problem. And you're doing shows at various different locations, and all the information you require is on the social media sites or on the website.
Yes.
All right, cool. Thank you very much for coming to the into the studio, ladies. It's been great chatting with you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.